that day on Calvary. This message was delivered by Brother William Marion Branham on Sunday, September 25th, 1960, at Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 格格他的那一天。这篇信息是威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄于1960年9月25日星期天在美国印第安纳州杰弗森维尔的伯南汉堂所传讲的。
Thank you very much. God bless you, Brother Neville. Thank you very much. Good morning, friends. It's a privilege to be here at the tabernacle again this morning.To serve the Lord in the way of preaching the word and praying for the sick. And I am very grateful for this day.
谢谢你，内维尔弟兄。神祝福你，内维尔弟兄。非常感谢你。早上好，朋友们。很荣幸今天上午能够再次在这个教堂里，通过讲道以及为病人祷告的方式来侍奉神。我为能有今天而向神献上感谢。
And I was amazed just as I come in, a brother walked up and said, I don't want to be like the unworthy leper that was healed. It's Brother Wright. I prayed for him and the Lord has healed him completely.
我进来的时候有点惊奇，因为一位弟兄前来说，我不想像那个不配的麻风病人，他得了医治却不回去谢恩。那是莱特弟兄。我曾为他祷告，神就完全地医治了他。
And he came up weeping to shake my hand and say that he would want to thank the Lord for being healed. He wanted to return and give thanks. It's all gone. He's perfectly well now. We are grateful for those testimonies.
他哭着走上前来，握着我的手，说他想为得到医治而感谢主，他想回来献上感谢。他的毛病全消失了，他现在完全好了。我们为这些见证感谢神。
And Charlie, you and Brother Jeffries, if you wish to, come up here and take these seats up here. And you're more than welcome, so you won't have to stand. The other brother there, Brother Woods, just come up here.
查理，你和杰弗里斯弟兄，如果你们愿意的话，可以上台来坐在这里的位置上。你们非常受欢迎，上前来坐，这样你们就不必站着了。还有那边的另一位弟兄，伍德弟兄，上来吧。
There's a little couple of places here on the bench, so you won't have to stand up. I believe a couple of places here, and yes, you could be more than welcome to come and take these places.
这里的板凳上有几个空位，这样你们就不用站着了。我想这里有几个空位，你们能上来的话，非常欢迎。来坐这几个位置。
We are glad to. I believe it was said one time. I was happy when they said unto me, "God bless you."
I'd like to be closer to the preacher.
Thank you, thank you. I was happy when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
Amen.
That's the Christian's privilege and joy to go to the house of the Lord.
我们很高兴到这里来。我相信有这样的话，我们往耶和华的殿去。神祝福你，弟兄，谢谢你，谢谢，谢谢你。圣经中说，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就喜欢。去主的殿是基督徒们的特权和喜乐。
Looking around, seeing so many of my friends in this morning, I am highly elated over this. I'm glad to see brother and sister Docs here from Ohio.I see Brother and Sister Armstrong back there all the way from Ohio. God bless you all too.
环顾四周，哦，今天上午看到了这么多的朋友们，我感到非常受鼓舞，很高兴看到从俄克俄州来的道奇弟兄和道奇姐妹。哦，我看到了坐在后面的阿姆斯特朗弟兄和姐妹，他们也是远道从俄克俄州来的。愿神祝福你们大家。
Let's look around. You see so many. It'd be kind of hard to get all their names. Sister Hoover, we're glad to see you in this morning from down in Kentucky. And Charlie and Nellie, Brother Jeffries and his family and just so many in from out of the city.
哎呀，哦，四面随便看看，就看到这么多的朋友们，我不能一一的点到他们的名字。胡夫姐妹，今天上午我们很高兴看到你从肯塔基州到这里来，还有查理和内维尔、杰弗里斯弟兄和他一家，有这么多人是从外地来的。
So we're expecting a great time in the Lord this morning. Expecting God to meet us in a way to bless our souls and to minister to us the things that we have need of.
今天上午我们期待在主里边有一段美好的时光，期待着主与我们相见，来祝福我们的灵魂，并把我们所需要的东西赐给我们。
And as I view around over the place, if I go to calling all my friends around here, I take most of the morning saying different ones.
我向整个会场一望，如果我与在座的所有朋友们一一打招呼的话，得花大半个上午的时间呢。
Makes me feel good to get back to church to see all the people in. Get to meet. What will it be when we get to heaven and we meet there for that great time of everlasting, eternal fellowship together around the throne of God and the very blessings that we have all cherished.
回到教会来，看到所有的人都在这里，能见到你们大家，这使我感到很愉快。当我们到了天上的时候，那会是什么样子？我们在那儿相见，一起享受在神的宝座前永恒团契的美好时光，并得着我们珍惜的祝福。
We there will be made unto His likeness and in His image and with His Spirit upon us to worship and serve Him for all eternity, never to grow tired.
我们在那里会变成他的样式，有他的形象，有他的灵在我们身上，我们永远的敬拜和服侍他，永不会感到疲倦。
Just think there's not anything that you can think of that you like to do, but what once in a while you tire in doing it. Charlie, I guess you and I squirrel hunt more than anything that we like to do in the way of that, but you know, you get tired doing it.
想想看，在世上你想不出有任何你会永远喜欢做的事。查理，我想你和我一起去打松鼠比做任何其他喜欢的事都要多呢。但你知道，你也会觉得厌倦的。
And I like to hike, get into the mountains and just hike, but I get tired sometimes, you want to do something else.
我喜欢走路，走到大山里面去爬山，但有时我也会爬腻了，想做点其他什么。
And I like to drive. Sometimes I get feeling kind of tired and wore out and nerves on edge. I'll just jump my car and take out and hold to the steering wheel going down the road singing, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them or something.
我喜欢开车，有时候我感到有些累了，疲惫不堪，神经紧张，我就会跳上车把车开出去，手握着方向盘开上路去，口里边唱着我很高兴我能说我是他们中的一个或其他什么歌。
Just gripping that wheel and singing and stomping my foot and shouting and well, after a while I get tired. And then I return back home, start something else.
我手抓着方向盘唱着歌，跺着脚叫喊着，但过了一会儿也累了，于是就开车回家，又开始做起别的什么事。
But when we get to worship in God in that new kingdom, there'll never be a tired moment. Just will always be a blessing, just on and on.
但是当我们在那个新王国里敬拜神的时候，永远不会有厌倦的一刻，只会不断的继续下去。我们将永远是个祝福，没有穷尽。
Of course, we'll be changed then. We'll not be like we are now. We'll be different creatures than we are at this time. So, we are happy.
当然，那个时候我们会被改变了，不会像我们现在这个样子。我们会成为与我们此刻不同的被造物，所以我们真是高兴。
I was just thinking, I don't know whether I recorded this or not, Brother Charlie, some time ago, I was down in Kentucky with him, and he said, Brother Branham, you think in the millennium you and I will squirrel hunt? I said, I don't think so, Charlie.
我刚才正在想一件事，不知道我对你们说过我和查理弟兄的这段对话没有。不久之前，我和查理弟兄一起到肯塔基州去，他问我说，伯南汉弟兄，你想在千禧年里你和我会去打松鼠吗？我说，查理，我想不会的。
He said, well, we liked it so well, said you think we will when we get in the millennium. I said, no, won't be nothing killed in the millennium.
他说，可是我们这么喜欢打松鼠，你认为当我们进了千禧年，我们会去打吗？我说不会的，因为千禧年里没有任何动物会被杀的。
And he said, well, we just liked it. I said, Charlie, what if I could convince you that one time you were a hog? And you had raised to a higher being, to being a human being, would you ever want to go back and enjoy the pleasures of a hog? He said, no.
他说，可是我们就是喜欢打猎呀。我说，查理，比方说，我能让你确信你曾经是头猪，后来你被提升成了一个更高等的被造物，成了一个人。你会想回去享受一只猪的快乐吗？他回答说：“不会。”
I said, "See, you'd be so much higher than the hog. Now you're human. You never want to be a hog anymore." I said, "I multiplied that by 10,000. That's what you'll be when you're changed from here to what you will be. You'll never want to be human again."
我说：“瞧，你现在比猪高等的多了，你是个人。”你再也不会想去当一头猪了。现在把那种差别再乘上一万倍，那就是当你从现在的样子改变成你将来的样子时，你会是个什么样子？你再也不会想去做个人了。
That's right. It'll be something different. I'm so glad just for the thoughts of it. Knowing that someday we will climb higher.
正是如此。那将会是不同的。我一想到这个念头，心里就非常高兴，因为知道有一天我们会进到更高的一个台阶。
Well, now, if the Lord is willing, next Sunday, which will be about, then I'm going to leave to go out into Wyoming with a good friend, or out into Idaho with a good friend of mine, Brother Minor Argan Bright, Brother Clayton Sonmore, the Christian businessman.
好的。如果主愿意的话，下个星期天，那将是我要离开，与一位好朋友一起去怀俄明州，或者是爱达荷州，与我的一位好朋友一起，也就是基督教商人会的麦纳阿根布莱特弟兄，还有克雷特萨姆弟兄。
Next week, week after next, it is now the seventh. I'm to be in Dallas, Texas, at the Voice of Healing Convention. And my speaking night is the 7th.
下个星期，下下个星期，就是七号开始的那个星期，我会在德克萨斯州的达拉斯参加医治之声大会。七号那天晚上是我讲道。
And then I'll return back to go over into Idaho with Brother Argan Bright and the Christian businessman. Maybe have one night at Minneapolis before we leave. And then one Christian businessman's breakfast.
然后我会回来，与我的好朋友麦纳阿根布莱特弟兄和基督教商人会一起去爱达荷州。也许在我们离开之前，会在明尼阿波利斯举行一个晚上的聚会，然后有一个基督教商人会的早餐会。
The Lord is willing, next Sunday morning I want to be back here at Tabernacle again. And if that's permissible and be the will of the Lord, I want to speak on the subject of the whirlwind in the wind. If the Lord is willing. It seemed to be on my heart all week.
如果主愿意，下个星期天上午，我想再回到这里来。 如果可能，并且是主的意思的话，我要传讲《风中的旋风》这个题目。如果主愿意的话，这似乎是整个这一个星期萦绕在我心头的主题。
And the other morning, real early, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I waked up and I got this thought that day on Calvary, and I want to speak on that this morning. That day on Calvary.
前几天早上，大约凌晨4点钟的时候，我醒了过来，就得了这个念头。哥哥他的那一天，今天上午我要讲这个题目，哥哥他的那一天。
And now for this reading, let's turn now in our Bibles in the Scripture to the Gospel of Saint Matthew at the 27th chapter.
现在让我们打开圣经来读今天的经文，翻到圣经马太福音第27章。
And we'll begin with the 27th verse and read a portion of this scripture to get our backgrounds. And then we'll start right away, and after the preaching service, then we're going to have prayer for the sick.
我们要从第27节开始，读一段经文来使我们了解今天所讲内容的背景，然后我们就马上开始传讲。在讲到完毕后，我们要为病人祷告。
And all since the last time here, just bringing back in pattering of my new type of ministry, I had more return testimonies from that meeting than I have in any for a long time.
自从上次我在这里以来，按照我这新事工来举行聚会，那些聚会所带来的见证，比我很长时间里任何一次聚会的见证都要多。
There's something about that you must contact the person, regardless of how much supernaturally shown. But see, healing has to lay upon the individual's faith.
这心事工是很特殊的，不管聚会中有多少辨别人的心思意念的超自然彰显，但是你要知道，一个人是否能得到医治，取决于那个人的信心。
Now, if the individual has faith and they see like the Holy Spirit go over the audience and say certain things happened, and that you're such and such a name and you come from such a place and a certain thing that you've done and it will be this way, and see all of it happen just that way, yet the individual sitting there should look up and say, that has to be God, I accept my healing.
如果一个人有信心，在超自然的辨别人心思意念之下，当人们看到圣灵到观众席中说有什么什么事发生了，比如说你叫什么名字，你从哪个地方来，你曾做了某事，某样事情会是这样成就的等等，并且你看到所有的事就照那样发生了，那坐在位置上的人就应当抬起头来说，那必定是神，我接受我的医治。
But instead of thatThe individual says, lay hands on me and pray for me, so I'll be healed. But that's the way we're taught here in America, and so to believe that, and that's certainly scriptural.
然而，若他不是凭信心相信，并在他所做之处接受他的医治，而是说，按手在我身上并为我祷告吧，这样我就会得到医治。这是因为在美国，我们历来都是这样受教的，要按手为病人祷告。当然这样相信也确实是符合圣经的。
But now we find in Africa and different places, just let something like that happen, the whole audience reaches right up at one time, accepts your healing. Because they haven't been taught nothing. See, they haven't even been taught healing.
但是现在，我们发现在非洲和其他地方，如果有圣灵辨别人心的奥秘这样的事发生的话，整个会众都会同时站起来接受他们的医治。因为他们没受过其他的任何的教导，明白吗？甚至没有人教导过他们神的医治是怎么回事。
And then when they see that, they know that there's a God that lives, and if He lives, He's supreme, and He heals, and that's it. Because the basis is already laid, the foundations that He is a healer, and heals the people.
然而，当他们看到那超自然的辨别人心思意念的事发生时，他们就知道有一位活着的神。既然他是活着的，既然他是至高无上的，并且能医治病人，那就足以使他们相信并接受，因为根基已经立定了，他是医治者，并且他医治百姓。
Then when they see his presence working through his church, then they say that settles it. That's all we need. But we've been taught laying hands on the sick and things like that. That's the reason it doesn't work so good in America.
于是，当他们看到他亲自在他的教会中通过超自然的辨别人心思意念做工时，他们就说：“这已经足够了，这正是我们所需要的。”但我们所说的教导是强调按手在病人身上等诸如此类的事，这就是为什么在美国虽然有超自然的辨别人心思意念的迹象跟随着，病人得神的医治并不是很有效。
Now remember, next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, Brother Neville will announce it, of course, because a whirlwind in the wind.
现在记住，下个星期天上午若主愿意的话，我会传讲风中的旋风，当然内维尔弟兄也会宣布这件事的。
Now I was giving you a little time to turn in your scriptures to Matthew 27. Let's begin reading at the 27th verse of St. Matthew's Gospel. Now let's listen close to the reading.
我给了你们一点时间来翻到圣经的马太福音第27章，让我们从第27节开始读。现在让我们来仔细的听。
And the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe.
巡抚的兵就把耶稣带进衙门，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里，他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍子。
And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
用荆棘编作冠冕，戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他，说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”
And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head.
又吐唾沫在他脸上，拿苇子打他的头。
After that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him.And put on his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him.
戏弄完了，就给他脱了袍子，人穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross.
他们出来的时候，遇见一个古利奈人，名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
And when they were gone unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink.
到了一个地方名叫哥哥他，意思就是骷髅地，兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。
And they crucified him and parted his garments and cast lots that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them and upon my vesture did they cast lot?
他们既将他钉在十字架上，就拈阄分他的衣服，这就应验了先知所说的， 他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
Sitting down, they watched him there and set over his head an accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
又坐在那里看守他，在他头椅上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left.
当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。
And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, say thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross."
从那里经过的人讥笑他，摇着头说，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧，你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。
Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him."
祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他，说他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。
He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now. If he will save him, for he said, "I am the Son of God."
他依靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。
The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in their teeth, in his teeth.
那和他同钉的强盗也是这样的讥笑他。
Now, from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Elala, Elala, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说，以利以利拉玛撒巴哥大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man called for Elias." And straightway one ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink.
站在那里的人，有的听见就说，这个人呼叫以利亚呢。其中有一个人赶紧跑去，拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在苇子上送给他喝。
The rest said, let us see whether Elias will come and save him."
其余的人说，且等着，看以利亚来救他不来。
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that slept arose, and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了，已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说这真是神的儿子了。
Let us bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
让我们低下头来祷告。
Lord, we know that thou art God, and after reading this sacred and holy word, we can still see that your nature has not changed. You are always God.
主啊，我们知道你就是神。在读了这神圣和圣洁的话语后，我们仍可以看到你的本性没有改变，你一直都是神。
And it seemed like that Jesus was not going to have any help, that he was taken by wicked hands and must hack to pieces and spit upon and mocked and hanging on the cross, bleeding, dying.
看起来耶稣一点帮助也得不到，他被恶人捉拿，被打得遍体鳞伤，被唾吐沫，被嘲弄，他被挂在十字架上流着血，濒临死亡。
And seemed like there was no help nowhere. Even he cried himself, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
似乎没有任何人帮助他，甚至连他自己都在喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
But you act in the moment that when nothing else can act.
但你是在无人能行动的时刻开始行动的。
We are given to know, Lord, that if we have any rivers that we cannot cross, if we have any mountains we cannot go through, God specializes in doing things that others cannot do.
主啊，你让我们知道，若我们有趟不过的河流，若我们有翻不过的高山，神专门做别人所不能做的事。
You are a specialist on the job, for you know the reason of that day on Calvary. You being God, the infinite one, knew this hour must come.
你是专职做这工作的，因为你知道哥哥他那一天存在的理由。你是神，是那无限的，你知道这个时刻必须来到。
But when it was fulfilled,Then you showed you were God. You showed who was boss.
但当这个时刻成就的时候，你就显明你是神，你显明了谁是主宰。
You shook the earth and the saints that slept in the ground come out. You blackened the sun in the night as the darkness of night, showing that you were God, but you seemed to be silent so long.
你震动了大地，那睡在坟墓中的圣徒就出来了。你在那天使太阳变黑，好像夜晚的黑暗一样，显明你就是神，虽然你似乎沉默了那么久。
Let us from this draw this conclusion that as long as we are walking in the Spirit, led by the hand of God, no matter what seems to be wrong, yet we are facing Calvary.God will speak in the right hour, at the right time.
让我们从中得出这个结论，只要我们在圣灵中行走，被神的手所带领，不管有什么看上去不对劲儿，犹如我们面对哥哥他时，神就会在恰好的时间，在恰如其分的时刻说话的。
Now, Father God, we would askForgiveness of our sins and our trespasses. We would ask for your Spirit to lead us. Lead us as the dove led the lamb.
现在父神，求你赦免我们的罪孽和过犯。我们求你的灵引导我们，引导我们，就像鸽子引导绵羊一样。
Let us be obedient to whatever may befall us, knowing this, that God works all things well, and know that it'll be all right.
让我们顺服那可能临到我们身上的一切，因为我们知道神叫万事互相效力，知道一切最终都是美好的。
Be with us today in this service. We pray that you'll save those who are in condition to be saved and are seeking for salvation. Fill those with eternal life who are seeking such.
在今天这个聚会中，求你与我们同在。我们祈求你拯救那些能得以拯救并在寻找救恩的人，用永恒的生命来充满那些寻求他的人。
We pray that you'll heal those that are sick and afflicted, that have come seeking healing.
Thank you, Lord.
And we'll praise thee for it. We ask it in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们祈求你医治那些来寻求医治的病痛者，我们要为此赞美你。我们是奉你儿子，我们的救主耶稣基督的名求的，阿门。
Now in the speaking this morning, we wish to call your attention to the text I've chosen to speak from that day on Calvary.
今天上午我所要讲的，我要你们留意我选择的题目，哥哥他的那一天。
It seems like it would be a little out of season. This should be on Good Friday.Calvary should be remembered every day.
Yes, amen.
这个题目看上去似乎有点不合季节，它本应该在受难日传讲的，但我们应当每天纪念哥哥他。
And we've heard so much about it, read so much about it, preachers has preached on it since the beginning of time.Singers have sang of it through the ages. Prophets foretold it 4,000 years before it ever happened. And the prophets of this day point back to when it did happen.
虽然我们已经听了它不知有多少遍，已经读了它不知有多少遍，传道人从时间的起头就开始传讲它，歌手们历世历代都在传唱它。先知们在他发生前的4000年就预言了他，而今天的先知们又回头指向当他发生的那一天。
It's such an important day. It's one of the most important days of all the days that God ever let dawn on the earth.
那一天是如此重要的一天，那是神让临到地球上的所有日子中最重要的日子之一。
And if it's so important to the human race, Calvary, I think it's good for us to go back and examine and see just what it means to us.
既然哥哥他的那一天对人类如此重要，我想让我们再回过头去查考一下，看看那一天对我们究竟意味着什么，对我们是有好处的。
For I'm sure at this late hour that we're living,We are seeking every importance of God that we can know.
因为我确信，在我们所生活的这个末后的时刻，我们要寻求我们所能认识的神的一切重要性。
All that we can find out, we are here to learn of it, to see what is for us and what God has done for us, and see what He's promised to do for us.
我们所能明白的一切。就是到这里来了解哥哥他的那一天，弄明白他对于我们的意义，弄明白神已为我们所成就的，以及他应许要为我们所做的事。
And that's what we come to church for. That's why the preacher preaches. That's why he studies and meditates in the scripture and seeks for inspiration is because he is a public servant.To God's people.
那就是我们来教会的目的，那就是为什么传道人要传道，那就是为什么传道人要学习默想圣经并寻求圣灵的启发，因为传道人是神子民的公仆。
And he's trying to find something that God would have to say to his people. Something that would help them.
传道人要尽力弄明白神向他子民所说的话，尽他所能的来帮助他们。
Maybe it might be condemn them in their sins, but would be a help to raise them up that they might forsake their sin and then raise up to serve the Lord. And ministers should seek these things.
那也许是谴责他们个人的罪，但目的是帮助他们回头，使他们能离弃罪恶，然后回来侍奉主。传道人应当寻求这些事。
And this day being so important, one of the greatest days, let us look at three different things that day meant to us. We could take hundreds.
既然哥哥他的那一天如此重要，是最伟大的日子之一，让我们从三件事上来看看那一天对我们的意义，虽然我们可以从中取出几百件。
But this morning I have just chosen three different vital things that we want to look at for the next few moments that Calvary meant to us.
但今天上午我只选三件最要紧的事，让我们在以下的时间里来看看哥哥他对我们意味着什么。
And I pray that will condemn every sinner that's present.That'll make every saint go on to his knees. That'll make every sick person raise his faith to God and walk away healed.
我祈求这信息会谴责在场的每一位罪人，会使每一位圣徒屈膝敬拜，会使每一位病人向神的信心高涨，得医治回家。
Every sinner saved, every backslider come back and be ashamed of himself.Never saint rejoice and take new hope, new hope.
会让每一位罪人得救，每一位被盗者回头，并对自己感到惭愧，而每一位圣徒欢喜快乐，重新得到坚固，并得到新的盼望。
The one great important thing that Calvary means to us and the world is it settled the sin question.Once for all.
哥哥他的那一天对于我们和这个世界所意味着的一件伟大和重要的事是他一劳永逸地解决了罪这个问题。
Man was found guilty of sin. And sin was a penalty that no man could pay. The penalty was so greatUntil there wasn't anyone that could pay the penalty.
人被发现有罪，而罪却有一个无人能负得起的惩罚。这个惩罚是如此之大，以致无人能够负得起。
I truly believe that God ordained it that way. That the penalty would be so great that no man could pay it, so he could do it himself.Now the penalty of sin was death.
我真心地相信神是如此命定的，就是罪的惩罚大到没有人能够负得起，因此神只好自己来负。罪的工价乃是死。
We were all born in sin shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies.Therefore, there was none of us that was worthy, or they could find no one on earth that was worthy.
那我们所有人都生在罪中，在罪恶中成形，一来到这个世界就说谎，因此我们中间没有一个人是够格来负罪的工价的，或者说地上找不到一个人是够资格的。
And sin did not start on the earth.Sin started in heaven. Lucifer, the devil, was a condemned creature for his disobedience before he ever struck the earth. Sin began in heaven, where God put the angels and so forth upon the same basis that he put human beings on. Knowledge. The tree of knowledge, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, where man could take his choice.
罪不是从地上开始的，罪是从天上开始的。卢西弗，也就是魔鬼，在他还未坠落地球以前，就是个因违背神而被定罪的被造物。罪是从天上开始的，神在那里让天使以及天上的被造物和人类一样有自由选择的意志。在伊甸园里有两棵树，有生命树，还有那知识树，人可以做出选择。
And when Lucifer was given the preeminence to make his choice, he wanted something better than God had. That started the trouble.
当路西弗被给予了显赫的位置，当他来做选择时，他想要比神所有的还要好的，这样一来就产生了问题。
And there was a requirement for sin. The requirement was death. Death was the penalty.
对罪有个要求或惩罚，那个要求或惩罚就是死，死亡就是罪的惩罚。
And that is, we could go into great details of this because I do not believe that there is but one death. There is one life.
关于这一点，我们可以谈得很详细，因为我不相信除了一种死亡以外，还有其他种死亡，因为只有一种生命。
I believe a man that has eternal life can never die.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. And I believe there is a complete annihilation of that soul that sins. For the Bible said, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Not the man, the soul that sinneth. So Satan must surely die. To be completely destroyed.
我相信有永恒生命的人是不会死的，并且我相信犯罪的魂会被彻底的消灭的，因为圣经上说犯罪的魂必死亡，不是说这个人必死亡，而是那犯罪的魂必死亡，所以撒旦必定要死，被彻底的摧毁掉。
I disagree with the universalists.That saith Satan will be saved. He sinned, and he's the originator of sin. And his soul sinned, and he was a spirit. That spirit shall be totally annihilated. There'll be nothing left of it.
我完全不同意普世救赎论的说法。他们说撒旦会得救。撒旦犯了罪，并且他是罪的始作俑者，他的魂犯了罪，而他是个灵，那个灵会被完全的消灭，什么都不会剩下。
And when sin struck the earth, back in the beginning, like a sheet of blackness falling from the heavens, it literally paralyzed the earth.
在起初的时候，当罪像一块黑布从天坠落到地的时候，它实际上使地球瘫痪了。
It throwed every creature on the earth and all of God's creation in bondage. Man was under bondage of death, sickness, troubles, sorrows. All nature fell with it.
它把地上一切的受造物，就是神所有的创造物，都置于捆绑之中。人类受到死亡、疾病、烦恼和悲哀的捆绑，整个自然界都陷入了罪。
Sin was an anesthetic that actually paralyzed the earth. And then we were set here hopeless, because every creature on earth was subject to it. And everyone born on earth was subject to it.
罪就是实际上是地球瘫痪的麻醉剂，于是我们坐在这里毫无指望，因为地上的每一个被造物都受制于它，每一个生在地上的人都受制于它。
So it had to come from some place.
where there was no sin. It could not come from the earth. One of us could not redeem the other. It had to come from another.
所以救赎必定是从一个没有罪的地方来的，不可能是来自地球。我们没有一个人能够救赎另一个人，救赎必须是从另一个地方来的。
Therefore, when man realized that he was separated from his God, he became a wonder. They wept, they cried, they toiled.They wandered about through the mountains and through the deserts, seeking a city whose builder and maker was God.
所以，当人意识到自己与神隔绝了时，他就成了流浪者。他们哭泣，他们叫喊，他们劳苦，他们在群山沙漠中到处流浪，想要寻找一座城。那城的建造者是神。
For he knew that if he ever got back in the presence of God, he could talk it over with him. But there was no way back. He became lost. He didn't know which way to turn. So he just took out wandering, trying to find somewhere that he could find a way back.
因为他知道，如果他一旦能回到神的面前，他就能够与神商量，但是却无路可回，他失落了，他不知道要走哪条路，于是他就在外流浪，想要在什么地方找到一条回到神的怀抱的路。
Something on the inside of him told him that he come from a place that was perfect.
他内心里面有某样东西告诉他，他是来自一个完美的地方。
There is not a person here in this visible audience this morning, or in the audience of the magnetic tape, where it'll go around the world. There's no one here or anywhere but what seeks for that perfection.
今天上午，在这里的会众中。或是当这磁带传遍世界时，在听磁带的听众中，不论是在这里或任何地方，没有一个人不是在寻找那个完美的。
You get your bills paid, you think that'll settle it. When you got your bills paid, then there's somebody sick in your family. When the sickness gets all right, then you got more bills to pay.
当你把账单付清后，你想那就解决了问题。但当你的账单刚付完，你家里又有人病了。当病人好了，你又有更多的账单要付。
The first thing you know, your hair is turning gray, and then you want to be back young. And there's something all the time, constantly, because of that wave of sin.
你不知不觉的头发就白了，于是你又想要再年轻起来，总是有什么是欠缺。一直都是如此，这就是因为罪的波涛不断的冲击。
But in your heart, because that you seek for that, it shows that there is a perfection somewhere. Somewhere there's something.
但在你的心里，因为你寻找那个完美，这就表明在某个地方是有一个完美的，在某个地方那是有什么东西的。
That's the reason.Many times today that a sinner is still wandering about a beautiful young girl will cut off the locks of her hair to be popular, paint up her face to make her look pretty, put on clothes to show the form of her being.
这就是为什么今天罪人仍在不断四处流浪的原因。比如一位年轻漂亮的女孩。为了赶时髦，会把一绺头发剪掉，会往脸上涂脂抹粉来使它看上去漂亮，会穿上那些衣服要显出她的体型来。为什么那样做？
Because it's the only thing that she can find. Finding somewhere to try to find something to come back to her when she can cause man to whistle at her, wave at her, flirt with her. Young man will do the same thing to the woman. Try to make yourself attractive to her.
因为当他做这些事的时候，他能使男人们向他吹口哨，向他挥手，向他调情。他那样做是因为这是在他的流浪和寻找中他唯一能找来做的事情。他想在什么地方找到什么东西能满足和填满他里面那个饥渴的心灵。年轻的男人们也会为了女人做同样的事，要使自己对她更有吸引力。
Neighbors will build a house and fix it a certain way because it'll look a little better than his neighbor's place. It's all the time we are seeking for something and something keeps going just a little above it.
邻居会建一座房子，按某种样式装修起来，因为这会比他邻居的房子要好看一些。事情总是这样的，我们寻找着什么，然而总会有什么比我们所找到的要好一点。
The young lady will find another young lady is more popular than she. The neighbor will find a house that looks better than his. The woman will find another woman dressed a certain way that looks better than she does.
比如一位年轻的女士会发现另一位年轻的女士比她更出名。一位邻居会发现有一座房子比她的更漂亮。一位妇女会发现另一位妇女穿着的样式比她更好看。
It's something in us that's seeking out for something, and it shows that we're lost.
这是我们里面有某个东西在寻找什么，这就表明我们是失落的。
We want to find that something that'll bring us to that satisfaction.That'll fill that spot of hunger in there. But seems like we can't find it.
我们想要找到某个东西，它能给我们带来那种满足感，能填满我们内心的那种饥渴，但看来我们似乎找不到。
Human beings tried it through the ages. They wept for it. They cried. They done everything that they know how to do, but still they didn't find it. Wandering about through the world.
人类世世代代都在尝试寻找它，他们为此哭泣叫喊，他们做了一切他们所知道的，但仍然没有找到，他们仍然在这个世界上漂流着。
Finally one day, that's that day of Calvary. There was one came down from glory. One by the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came from gloryAnd Calvary was formed. That was the day that the price was paid. And sin question was settled forever. And opened up the way unto this thing that we're hungering and thirsting for.
终于有一天，就是哥哥他的那一天，有一位从荣耀中下来，一位叫做耶稣基督的。从荣耀中下来的神的儿子，于是哥哥他就形成了，那就是罪的代价被付上的那一天，罪的问题永远的解决了，并且他开出了一条路，一直通到我们所饥渴寻求的东西面前。
It brought a place of satisfaction. There's no man that's ever visited Calvary and seen it the way it was that can ever be the same.Everything that he ever desired or longed for is met when he reaches that place.
他把我们带到了满足的境地，没有一个人才到了哥哥他看到了他的真相后还能像原来一样的。当他到达了那个地方后，他曾经想要的所渴慕的一切都得到了满足。
It was such an important day and such an important thing. It shook the worldIt shook the world like it was never shook before.
那是如此重要的一天，如此重要的一件事，它震撼了这个世界。
When Jesus died at Calvary and paid the sin question, this sinful world had a blackout. The sun went down in the middle of the day. It had a nervous prostration, and a rock shook, the mountains rent, and the dead bodies bursted from the grave.
当耶稣死在哥哥他，付清了罪的代价，一劳永逸地解决了罪的问题时，他震撼了这个世界，这个世界从未被如此的震撼过。这个罪恶的世界昏死过去了，太阳正午而落，好像得了神经衰弱，岩石震动，群山裂开，已死之人的身体破坟而出。
What did it do? God zeroed in on Calvary. He wounded that animal called Satan forever. Now he's been more vicious since then, because it brought light to the human race. And anyone knows that a wounded animal is his most vicious, crawling around with his back broke.
那是什么？是神降临在哥哥他，他永远的击伤了那头叫做撒旦的野兽。从那时起，撒旦就变得更加凶恶了，因为我们主耶稣把真光带给了人类。我们都知道，一头受了伤的野兽是最凶恶的，带着他被打断的脊梁骨到处乱跑。
Now, Satan was knocked out at Calvary. The earth proved that it was the greatest price that was ever paid, and the only one that could pay it come and done it at Calvary. That's where the great price is paid.
注意，撒旦在哥哥他被击倒了。大地证明了确实如此，最高的代价已被付出，那唯一能付出这个代价的来了，并在哥哥他付上了，这就是那个大代价被付上的地方。
That's one of the things God had required it. No man was worthy, no man was able, no man could do it, and God came himself and was made human and lived a human lifeUnder human desires, and was crucified at Calvary.
这是哥哥他对我们所意味着的事情之一。救赎人类必要付出代价，这是神的要求，无人有资格来付他，也没有人能付他，没有人能这样做。于是神自己来了，成为肉身，过着人的生活，带着人的欲望，在哥哥他被钉在十字架上。
And there, when Satan thought he wouldn't do it, he wouldn't go through it, he went through Gethsemane and every temptation any man ever stood. He went through it just like all men, but he paid the price.
那时撒旦以为我们的主耶稣基督不会去，以为他不会去经受这一切，但他去了，可惜马尼园，经受了人所经受过的一切试探。他经历了这些，就像所有的人一样，他付上了这个代价。
That's what blacked the earth out.
Amen.
Like an anesthetic for an operation. When a doctor gives a man an anesthetic, he first knocks him out before he can do it. And when God gave the operation for the church, the world got an anesthetic.Nature had a convulsion.
那就是使地球昏死过去的，就像动手术的麻醉剂。当一位医生要给病人动手术时，他先给病人打麻醉剂，他在动手术前先叫病人麻醉过去。当神给教会动手术时，这个世界被打了麻醉剂，自然界也起了抽搐。
No wonder GodAnd human flesh was dying. It was the hour that the world had looked for. Yet many of them did not know it. Like it is today, many look for these things, and yet they don't recognize them.
难怪是这样。神在肉身中正经历死亡，那是这个世界一直所盼望的时刻。然而许多人却不知道这件事的重大意义，就像今天一样。许多人在寻找这些，然而他们却没有认出来。
They don't realize the way out. They're still trying to seek pleasures and things of the world, trying to find their way out.
他们没有认出那条出路，他们仍在试图寻找快乐和世界上的事，想要自己找条出路。
There was been many signposts that pointed to that day. Many great foreshadows. It had been foreshadowed by the lamb, by the bullock, by the turtle dove, and all these things, but yet it could not break it. It could not break that death hold. For Satan had the earth.
一直都有许多的路标，许多伟大的预示，都指向那一天。在格格他的那一天的祭品，曾在旧约中被羔羊、公牛、鸽子等等所预表。旧约的这些动物祭品只是引子和预表，不能满足赎罪的要求，它不能打破那死亡的辖制，因为撒旦占有了这个地球。
The very rocks that he once walked up and down on the earth, burning brimstones. Lucifer was the son of the morning.And he walked on the earth when it was a burning volcano. Those same rocks that had cooled off when Jesus died at Calvary bounced forth out of the earth.
就是他曾经在地上走动时所踩过的岩石，那些燃烧的硫磺石。路西弗是早晨之子，当地球是个燃烧的大火山时，他曾在地上行走。当耶稣死在哥哥他时，那些同样的岩石爆发后冷却下来。
The price that was paid and the bondage of Satan was broke. God put back into the hands of man a way back to what he was looking for. He had to weep no more.
这个代价付上了，撒旦的捆绑被折断了，神把一条回去的路交还给了人类。这条路通向他所要寻找的东西，他不必再哭泣了。
It, when he broke the backbone of Satan, there at Calvary, the backbone of sin, of sickness, and it brings every mortal being on the earth back into the presence of God with sins forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Our sins are forgiven.
是的。当耶稣在哥哥他打破撒旦的脊背时，当他打破罪、疾病等等一切的脊背时，他就把这地上一切必朽之物带回到了神的眼前，并且一切的罪已得到了赦免。哈利路亚，我们的罪被赦免了。
No more can Satan black us off from God. There's a highway made.There's a telephone sitting there. There's a line to glory.
Amen.
Brings every person in reach of that line.
撒旦再也不能把我们与神隔开了。有一条大道已经开通了，有一架电话机摆在那儿，有一条线通往荣耀之中。因哥哥他的那一天是每个人都能使用那条线。
If a man is full of sin, it connected him in his own central. He can be forgiven of that sin.
Amen.
Not only that, but that sin is paid for.
如果一个人满身是罪，那条线把他接通到神的面前，他的罪就可以得到赦免。不仅如此，那罪已经被偿还了。
Not worthy, sure you're not. You never could be. But a worthy one took your place.
That's right.
You are free. You don't have to wonder anymore. You don't have to be a pleasure-seeking man out here on the earth.
荣耀啊，你不必再说我不配。你当然是不配的，你永远也不可能配的。但是有一位配得上的代替了你的位置。你自由了，你不必再流浪了，你不必再做一个在地上寻找快乐的人了，因为
For there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge beneath the flood lose all their guilty stain.
有一血泉，血流盈满，用这耶稣勒鞭，罪人只要投身此泉，立去全人罪愆。
You don't have to be lost. There is a highway and a way of holiness.
Amen.
The unclean don't pass over it. For he comes to the fountain first.
Amen.
Then he enters the highway.
你不必再失落了，在那里有一条大道和一条路，被称为成圣之路，污秽人不得经过，因为他先来到那泉源，然后才走上那条大道。
He broke the powers of Satan. He opened the prison doors of hell. Every man that was shut up in this earth in the prisons, fearing that when he died, what death would be to him.
主耶稣基督打破了撒旦的权力，他打开了地狱里所有监狱的门，对于地上的每一个人，每个惧怕当他死后死亡会对他怎么样的人，他们就像被关在监狱里一样。
On Calvary, he opened those cell doors. Let every captive go free.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to no longer be torn down by sin.
但在哥哥他，耶稣基督打开了所有监狱的门，让每一个被掳的得自由，你不必再被罪拖垮了。
You don't have to no longer yield your members to sin, drinking, smoking, gambling, telling lies. You can be honest, just, and upright.
Amen.
And Satan can do nothing about it because you've got a hold of a line, a lifeline. It's anchored in the rock of ages.
你也不必再把你的肢体献给罪，就如喝酒、抽烟、赌博、说谎等等。你可以做个诚实、公正和正直的人，而撒旦拿你毫无办法，因为你抓住了一条线，一条生命线，它是扎根在那万古磐石上的。
Nothing can shake you from it. No winds can shake you from it.No, nothing, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. That's what Calvary meant.
没有什么能把你从那里拖开，没有什么风能把你从那吹开，没有任何东西，甚至死亡本身，也不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里面的，这就是哥哥他的意义。
Man that were in bondage were set free. Man that were once under fear of death can no longer fear death. A man who longs for a city, who's builder and maker of God, he can step on the highway and set his face towards heaven.
Amen.
Because he's free. Hallelujah.
在捆绑中的人被释放了，那曾惧怕死亡的人不必再惧怕了。那渴慕寻求其建造者是神的那座城的人，他可以迈步走上那大道，脸朝着天国前进了，因为他自由了。哈利路亚。
He's redeemed. You don't need to wonder no more. For there is a way of knowing whether you're right or not. God gives us life. Our sins are gone.That day at Calvary paid the price.
Amen.
他已蒙救赎，他不必再流浪了，因为有个方法可以让你知道自己是否走在正路上。神赐给了我们生命，我们的罪已除掉了。哥哥他的那一天付清了这个代价。
When we see all that, no wonder the poet wrote, "Mid rending rocks and darkening skies."My Savior bowed his head and died. The opening veil revealed the way. The heaven's joy is an endless day.
Amen.
当我们看到这一切时，难怪诗人写道：岩石崩裂，天空乌黑，我的救主低头而死。撕裂的幔子，显明正路，天堂之乐，永无穷日。
Abraham don't have to wander no more across the country seeking a city. The sinner don't have to wonder anymore whether he can be saved or not. The sick man doesn't have to wonder whether he can be healed or not.
亚伯拉罕不必再到处漂泊去寻找一座城了。罪人不必再疑虑他 他是否能得救了。病人不必再疑虑他是否能得医治了。
The opening veil on that day at Calvary revealed the way to the total victory. God give us the powers of His Spirit to live triumphantly over all of these things. Ask us only to believe it.
Yes, please do.
在哥哥他的那一天，那裂开的幔子给我们写明了一条通往完全胜利的道路。神给了我们他圣灵的能力来生活，胜过所有这一切。神要求我们做的，只要我们相信这一切。
That happened on that day at Calvary. There never was a day like it. There never will be one like it. It's not necessary no more. The price is paid. And we are redeemed. Thanks be to God. We are redeemed.
这一切发生在哥哥他的那一天。从来没有一天是像那一天的，永远也不会再有一天像那一天，再没有必要了。罪的代价已经付上了，我们已蒙救赎了，感谢神，我们得救赎了。
There's no more you have to wonder about. There's no more guessing about it. It's all took away. The veil pulled back the curtain and we're set on a highway. Not to wonder anymore.But to believe and just walk right on. We walk right into God's very presence.
你不必再疑虑了，不必再猜测了，一切的罪都已除掉了。那裂开的幔子掀开了圣殿的帷幕，我们走在一条大道上了。你不必再猜疑，只要相信，开始往前行。我们沿着这条路一直走进神的同在。
Abraham knew and others knew.That while they were seeking the city, they know they were from somewhere. Something had happened. They were living in a paralyzed earth.
当他们寻找那座神所建造的城市，亚伯拉罕知道，其他的人也知道，他们是来自某个地方，但因发生了某件事，于是他们就生活在一个瘫痪了的地球上。
Earthquakes came, storms come, wars and killings.The wolf and the lamb fed on one another, or the wolf fed on the lamb, and the lion eats the ox. It don't look right. There's something wrong. Knew there was something wrong.
有地震，有风暴，还有战争和杀戮，狼吃羊，狮子吃牛，看上去都不对头。有什么东西不对劲了？人类知道有什么东西不对头。
Man, brother killed brother. Father killed son, son killed father. There's something wrong. He's getting old, he's dying, he's withered away, his sickness is on him, he's in bondage.
人之间兄弟互相残杀，父亲杀儿子，儿子杀父亲，有什么东西不对头？人越来越垂老，正走向死亡，他的身体枯干了。浑身是病，他在捆绑之中。
The trees grow but not immortal. They die. The mountains change. The seas dry up. The waters fail. There's something wrong and he sought a place, a city where that didn't happen no more.
树木生长，但却不能不朽。他们会死，群山会改变。大海会枯干，河流也会中断，出了问题。他在寻找一个地方，一座城，那里不再有这类的事发生。
He knew if he could ever get back into the presence of the one that made it right, he could talk it over with him.
Amen.
他知道，只要他能回到能使这一切变得美好的那一位面前，他就能与他商量这一切。
Oh, what a privileged sinner it is this morning to know that you got the way now.That day at Calvary opened up the way.
罪人呐、啊，今天早上你知道自己已找到了那条路啊，这是多么大的特权呐、啊！哥哥他的那一天开通了这条路。
For all those patriarchs hunted for and sought for, Calvary. Calvary gave it to you free.
Amen.
How would you turn it down?
所有的那些先祖们所探求、所寻找的，哥哥他白白的给了你，你怎么能不接受呢？
How would you turn it down to join a denomination? How would you turn it down to substitute something for it? The pleasures of the world. Why not accept it?
你怎能不接受他，而且参加一个宗派呢？你怎能不接受他，而用别的东西，用在世界的情欲来代替他呢？为什么不接受他呢？
The opening veil brings a man right back into the presence of God without sin on him of any kind. And sets a road before him to the thing that he's seeking for.
Amen.
Heaven, glory, peace, eternal life. Everything right before him.
那裂开的幔子把人直接带到了神的跟前，在他身上也没有任何的罪了，并且在他面前敞开了一条路，通向他所要寻找的东西，天堂、荣耀、平安、永生，一切都在他的眼前。
That day was the death blow to Satan's power. It ended everything.
那一天是对撒旦能力的致命一击，他结束了一切。
And I can see him there. He was Eden's lamb from the very first shadow that come of it.
我可以看见我们的主耶稣在那儿，他是在创世纪中祭祀的羔羊所预表的实体。
When Abel by faith offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, he must have tied a grapevine around the lamb's neck, drug him up to the rock, took a rock in his hand for a lance and pulled his little head back and chopped and hacked him until he died. And his wool bathed with his own blood. He watered in his blood. It was a shadow.
当亚伯凭着信献给神一个比该隐所献的更美的祭祀，那伊甸园的羔羊是第一个预表耶稣的影子。亚伯当时一定是一根葡萄藤绑在羔羊的脖子上，把它拉到一块岩石上，手拿一块石头当刀子，把他的头往后拉，砍着劈着那羊头，直到他死去为止。羊的毛被自己的血浸透了，他倒在自己的血泊中，这是个影子。
But on that day at Calvary, there was a lamb of this earth, but it was the Lamb of God that was dying, watered in His own blood.
但那一天，在哥哥他，不是一只属地的羔羊，而是神的羔羊正在死亡，倒在他自己的血泊中。
He was hacked and chopped and beat and spit on and slammed and smacked and everything by the world, and the blood dropping off of his locks.
他被击打敲碎，被人打，被吐唾沫，被辱骂，被打耳光，被世人任意虐待，鲜血从他的头上流出来。
When Abel's lamb died, it died speaking in a language that Abel could not understand. It was bleeding. And when God's lamb died that day at Calvary,He spoke in a language that no one understood him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
当亚伯的羔羊快要死时，他所发出的是一种亚伯听不懂的语言，那是羊的慢慢的叫声。而当神的羔羊那一天在哥哥他将要死的时候，他说的也是一种无人能懂的语言：我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
God's lamb.Hacked to pieces, chopped up. He was the very lamb that Abel had in mind when he seen the promised seed of the woman.
那是神的羔羊被击打成了碎片，在亚伯的脑海中，那只羔羊就是我们的主耶稣，因为亚伯知道神曾应许过的那个女人的后裔种子。
He was the lamb.That Daniel saw that was shoot out of the mountain without hands. He was the wheel in the middle of the wheel for the prophet.
我们的主耶稣基督 也是先知但以理所看到的那块石头，是非人手所凿出来的。我们的主耶稣基督对于先知以西结来说，就是那轮中套轮。
All they had foresaw was met on that day at Calvary, that brought the great thing in, that broke the back of Satan.
所有他们过去所遇见的，都在那一天实现了。在哥哥他的那一天，那引进了这伟大的救赎计划，那打断了撒旦的脊背。
First, we should see what that day meant. Second, we should see what that day has done for us. Now, what it did for us. Now, third, let's look at what we ought to do for that day.
首先，我们应当寻求那一天的意义。第二，我们应当明白那一天耶稣为我们所成就的。第三，让我们来看看目前我们应当为那一天做些什么。
What ought we to do? First, we should look into it. For it's a great day. Greatest of all the days. Sin price was settled. Satan's power was broken.
我们应当做什么呢？首先，我们应当查考那一天的意义。因为它是一个伟大的日子，所有日子里最伟大的，罪的工价被付清了，撒旦的权势被打破了。
And now we want to see what we should do in return. Now in return, when Jesus died at Calvary, on Calvary that day, he not only paid the price for our sins, but he also paid the price and made a way that we could follow him.For we, as the fallen Adams, that's been redeemed.
现在，我们要看看目前，我们应当做什么来回报。现在，我们应当做什么作为回报呢？当耶稣那一天死在哥哥他时，他不仅为我们的罪付上了代价，而且他付出了代价，为我们开了一条出路，使我们能够跟随他。我们是那堕落的亚当一族，但现在已蒙救赎。
As the Spirit led Adam, the first Adam, by the Spirit that had control of all nature, then we, the second Adam, or the man of the earth, has been redeemed by Christ from the day of Calvary, can follow Him.
正如那掌管自然界的圣灵带领第一个亚当一样。我们这属地的人类，从哥哥他的那一天起，被基督所救赎的人，也可以跟随他了。
Now when he died at Calvary, he made a way. He gave up the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that sent it back to the earth for you and I to live by. That's what Calvary means to us, to follow him.
当他死在哥哥他的时候，他开出了一条路。他死的时候交出了圣灵，就是那被拆回到地上来，使你我可以靠他活着的圣灵，那就是哥哥他对于我们的意义，跟随他。
First, look into it, see what it did for us, and now what must we do in regards to it? What must you and I do?
首先查考他，第二看他为我们所成就的，第三对于他，我们目前。必须做什么？你我必须做什么呢
？Now we say, well, I appreciate that. That's very fine. But we got to accept it. And to accept it is accept His person, Christ in our heart.
我们可以说，哦，我真感激他在哥哥他那一天为我所成就的，那真是太好了。但是我们必须接受他，要接受他，就是接受基督他本人进入我们的心中。
Then.We are free from sin, therefore there's no sin shackles hanging on us at all. God, just like we had never sinned, the perfect sacrifice made us perfect. For Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
那么，我们就从罪中得自由了，因此，再也没有罪的镣铐挂在我们的身上了。在神的眼中，我们就好像没犯过罪一样。这完美的祭物使我们得以完美，因为耶稣说，所以你们要完全， 像你们的天父完全一样。
Then there's no more to be done, but we are made perfect in the presence of God. Now, that's where we lose our position. If we don't watch, we try to look back to what we was. And as long as we look back to what we was, the sacrifice means nothing to us.
于是，再也没有什么可做的了，因为我们在神的面前已变得完全了。如果我们不注意的话，我们会试图往回看我们从前是什么样的。只要我们往回看我们过去的样子，这祭品对我们就毫无意义了。就是在这点上，我们跌倒了。
Paul, can't you see it, Jerry? I would not try the job. I can't. And neither can you. There's no need of trying. You're lost to begin with, as long as you look to what you've done. But don't look to what you've done.Look what that day on Calvary did to you.
教会，难道你还不明白吗？我不会去试着靠自己来做这一切的，我不能，你也不能，没有必要去试。只要你回头去看你过去所做的，你就已经失落了。不要去看你过去所做的，要看哥他的那一天为你所成就的。
It paid your price.It settled the question, your sins be as scarlet, they're as white as snow. Red like crimson, white like wool.
他为你付上了代价，他解决了罪的问题。你们的罪，虽像朱砂，必变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Then you have no sin. You are perfectly sinless.No matter what you've done or what you do, you're still sinless as long as you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your sins are forgiven. And anything's forgiven is remitted and forgot about.
那么你就没有罪了。你完美无罪了。不管你做过什么或再做什么，你仍然是无罪的。只要你接受耶稣基督做你的救主，你的罪就赦免了。任何被赦免的都被宽恕和遗忘了。
Then what does it do? It gives you, after that condition, His Spirit to follow Him. And to do as He did for others who is following on.
那么，随之而来的是什么呢？在你接受耶稣基督做你的救主之后，神将他的圣灵赐给你，以便你能跟随他，行他所行的。为了其他在后面跟随的人。
He was just one man, the perfect man. He gave his life, and he made an example for you.
他只是一个人，一个完美的人，他献出了他的生命，他为你树立了榜样。
Now what must we do? Now the first thing I want to say is Jesus never lived for himself.His life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life.
现在我们必须做什么？我要说的第一件事是，耶稣从来没有为他自己而活，他的生命是为他人而活的，那就是完美的永生。
When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself,You have an eternal life.
你说你上教会，你做善事，那是好的。但若你为你自己而活，你就还没有拥有永恒的生命。
Eternal life is living for others. It proved it when he came in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself, he lived for others.
永恒的生命是为他人而活的生命。当耶稣以神的羔羊的身份来时，就证明了这一点，他活的拥有永恒的生命，因为他没有为自己而活，他为他人而活。
And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more, you live for others.
你借着接受耶稣在哥哥他的那一天所做的来接受永生，你就不再为自己而活了，你为别人而活。
Someone said,How can you stand let anybody call you such bad names? You don't live for yourself.
You live for others that you might redeem that man.
有人说，你怎么受得了让人叫你各种难听的外号？因为你不再为自己而活了，你为别人而活，所以你或许能救出那个人。
You become sons. And the trouble of it is the church has forgot they were sons.
你们成了神的众子。现在的问题是教会已经忘记了他们是神的众子。
You are sons, you're taking Christ's place. You are sons, so don't live for yourself, live for others.
你是神的儿子，你取代了基督的位置。你是神的儿子，所以不要再为自己而活了，要为别人而活。
Well, Brother Bram, I can live for this brother because he sure is a nice man. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you.
That's right. Amen.
Live for that person who would kill you if he could.
That's
what they've done to him. They killed him and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life.
啊，你说，伯纳汉弟兄，我能为这位弟兄而活，因为他真是一位好人，这还是不够的，要为那恨你的人而活，要为那如果可能的话会杀害你的人而活，那真是他们对耶稣所行的，他们杀了他，而他死了，为的是要救他们，那就是永生。
When you get that in your bosom, you're facing heaven, man. But you sacrifice your own things. Give them up like the sheep gives its wool. You look on towards Calvary.
当那永生在你胸中的时候，你就是面向天国了。你牺牲自己的东西，放弃他们。就像绵羊献出自己的羊毛一样，你朝着哥哥他仰望。
I hope this helps you to get in a place. That's what the tabernacle, that's what all people has got to do, is find out what you are and what's the purpose.
我希望这些能够帮助你们到一个地步，这就是所有的人要做的，就是要找出你自己的本相和生命的目的是什么。
Church isn't going to church just to play music, sing songs. Church is a place where correction, judgment begins at the house of God.
Amen.
正如教会，人们上教会，并不只是去为了弹琴唱歌。教会是纠正我们错误的地方。神的审判是先从教会开始的。
We must reckon ourselves dead and alive to Christ.Then he made the way that we could sacrifice ourselves to his service, to follow him. If we follow him, we lead the life that he led. That's wonderful.
我们必须向着自己是死的，而向着基督是活的。他以为我们开了一条路，使我们能牺牲自己来侍奉他，来跟随他。如果我们跟随他，我们就过他所过的生活，真是美好。
Jesus said and spoke of it. Let me just give you a few quotations on it. Listen close. Don't miss it. Jesus said it that day he would separate the people like the sheep and the goats.
耶稣谈到了这一点，让我引用几处经文给你们看看，仔细听了，不要错过。耶稣说。当那日他要把人分别出来，好像分别山羊和绵羊一样。
And he would say to the goats, stand on the left side, and to the sheep, stand on the right side.
他要对山羊说，站在左边，对绵羊说，站在右边。
And he said to the goats, depart from me, because I was hungry, and you didn't feed me.I was in prison and you did not visit me. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was sick and you didn't visit me. So depart from me.
他要对山羊说，离开我去吧，因为我饿了，你们不给我吃。我在监狱里，你们不来看我。我赤身露体，你们不给我穿。我渴了，你们不给我喝；我病了，你们不来管我，所以离开我去吧。
And on the sheep, he said, I was hungry. And you fed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you ministered to me.
耶稣对绵羊则说，我饿了，你们给我吃。我赤身露体，你们给我穿。我病了，你们来看顾我。
And notice, don't fail to get this church. Keep this in your heart forever. It was so unconsciously done. The people don't do it for a line of duty. A man that gives you something there because he ought to do it. A man that feeds you because he ought to do it. He's got a selfish idea. It should be your very life. Your very action.
注意，不要错过了这一点教诲。要把这永远牢记在你心里。这一切都是在不知不觉中做的。这些人并没有把这当作责任来做。若是一个人给你什么或别的，是因为他应当这么做，或者一个人给你吃，是因为他理应该这么做，那么他有个自私自利的念头。这应当是你的生命本身，你不自觉的行为。
It was so surprising to these sheep that they said, Lord, when were you hungry and we wouldn't feed you? When were you hungry and we fed you? When were you naked and we gave you clothes? When were you thirsty and we gave you drink? When were you sick and we ministered to you?
那些绵羊感到很惊奇，他们说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃了？什么时候见你赤身露体给你穿了？什么时候见你渴了给你喝了？什么时候见你病了我们去看过你呢？
We're so automatically out of love. Just your life lived in them. God, let the people see what Calvary did for us. So automatically.
他们做这些是如此自动的，发自于爱的，那是他们内在生命的流露。神呐、啊，当人们看到你在哥哥他为我们所成就的，我们是如此自动的做这些。
When were you, Lord? We never knew that. Look what Jesus turned and said: In so much as you have done unto these, you did it unto me.
他们说：“主啊，那时候你在哪里？我们从不知道。”看看耶稣转过身来说了什么。这些事，你们既坐在我的弟兄中的一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Unselfish life, not the second thought, not to think about it, but you are so dead to the things of this world, so alive in Christ, and so walking on the highway that these things are just an automatic thing. You just do it.
无私的生命。不用转第二个念头，不用去想一下，你已经对这世界上的事毫不动心，完全的活在基督里，专心走在那大道上，这些事对你来说是自然而然的，你就是那么去做。
Now say when the Lord want me to do that, it's not that, you're just part of Him. His Spirit's in you, and you act the way He acted.
而不是说，哦，主现在要我去做某件事，并不是那样的。你成为了他的一部分，他的灵在你里面，你像他一样行动，啊、哦，你们一定要明白这一点。
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Not all that saith Lord, Lord.Shall enter in, but they that do the will of my Father, just from their hearts, just freely. Now, that day of Calvary paid that price so we could be that way.
圣经说有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国， 唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去，那是发自他们内心的，是自愿的。看哥哥他的那一天，主为我们付上了那个代价，使我们能成为那样。
Now I'd say, you know, Widow Jones one time was, she was out of coal and I went and bought her some coal. I tell you, I seen a brother that needed a suit of clothes and I went and got him a suit of clothes. Bless God, I'm a Christian. Oh my, you selfish, poor, miserable person. You are a hypocrite. That's
right. 不是说像那么说啊，你知道有一次寡妇琼斯没有煤烧了，我就给他买了煤。我告诉你，我看到一位弟兄他需要一套衣服，我就去给他买了一套衣服。赞美神，我是个基督徒啊！你这个自私可怜哎呦可悲的人，你是个伪君子。
Don't let the right hand know what the left's doing, the left know what the right's doing. You're so automatically dead in Christ till you do it anyhow. It's your nature, it's your makeup. You do it anyhow.
圣经说不要让右手知道左手在做什么，也不要让左手知道右手在做什么，是那么自发死在基督里，直到你不管怎么样还是那么做，这成为你的本性，你就是那样被造的，无论如何你都会那么做。
It's just a life that lives in you. You're completely yielded to that spirit and it just lives itself in you.
那是因为活在你里面的新生命，你把自己完全的交给了圣灵，于是圣灵就在你里面活出他自己来。
Oh, you feel that blessed spirit? That life. Not me that liveth, said Paul, but Christ liveth in me. Just so automatic.
你感觉到了蒙福的圣灵，那生命。保罗说，不是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。是那么自发的做。
Well, I'll tell you, Brother Branham, we are Christians here. We help these people, we help them people. Oh, my. Shame on you. That's not Christianity. Christianity is automatically got to, it's to be done, and you just forget about all about it. Go do it!
你可能说，哎，我告诉你，伯南汉弟兄，我们这里都是基督徒，我们帮助别人，我们帮助他们。你真是应该感到羞愧。那不是基督信仰，基督信仰是自发的。当某人有需要，他需要他人的帮助时，你就自发的去帮助他，根本忘了什么吹嘘之类的事，只是去做。
Christ just completely surrendered his life to God. He gave himself as a public servant to the people. He gave his life freely. He didn't have to do it.
基督把他自己的生命完全的献给了神，他把自己当作一名公仆。服侍众人，他自愿地献出了他的生命，他并不是勉强地去做。
He didn't begrudgingly do it. He didn't say, "Now, brethren, you all ought to think a whole lot of me because I come to die for you." He never said a word about it. Died anyhow.
Amen.
Because it was God in him. It's God in you. It's God in me that makes us look at others.
基督并不是不甘心地去做，他没有自夸。说弟兄们，你们真应当抬高我，因为我来这里是要为你们死的。他连一句话也没说，他就那么死了。因为是神在他里面，是神在你里面，是神在我里面，使我们去顾及别人。
Sheep on one side, one of them say, "Well, Lord, I did this, Lord, I did that." He said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never even knew you."
绵羊要与山羊分开，各在一边。有人会说，哦，主啊，我做了这，还有主啊，我做了那。耶稣就要回答他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
If the church can ever come to those fundamental facts, that's not something you try to do, you work yourself up to do, it's something that's born in you.
但愿教会能明白这些最基本的事实，就是那不在乎你自己的努力。若你尝试靠自己去行的话，你只不过是在欺骗自己，那应该是在里边的什么东西。
Forgive me, my Pentecostal friends. I am Pentecostal. But my Pentecostal friends has got to a spot to where it has to be a lot of fast music, beating up some bands or clapping hands or tambourines to bring up a shout. That's only emotion.
请原谅我，无心结教派的朋友们，我自己也是无心结信徒，但无心结教派的朋友们已经到了一个地步，非要用许多快节奏的音乐、许多打击乐、拍手或者打手鼓，才能够发出一声喊叫，那只是感情而已。
They play the bands before they go to battle. They get people in the emotion of battle. I believe in music. I believe in clapping hands, but I believe in these things. That's exactly true. We ought to have that.
当我们在进入战场之前，我们敲打鼓乐，为的是我们进入战斗的气氛。我相信音乐，我相信拍手，我相信这些东西，真是如此，我们应当有那些。
But you have left the great things undone. Is that self-sacrifice life that God lives in you, automatically doing that which is right because it's right? Just going on, don't even think nothing about it, just living it.
但你们留下了更大的事没有做。那就是过一个自我牺牲的生活，那是神住在你们里面自动的去做那些正确的事，因为它是正确的，只是继续往前，甚至不再去想它，只是继续活出那新生命来。
Then what you see what's going on? You're on the highway. That's what Calvary meant to you. On the highway, opened up that day for you.
然后你观察。看看是怎么回事，你会注意到你是在那大道上了，那就是哥哥他对于你的意义，是你能走上那道大道，在那一天他为你打开了那大道。
Now remember, you cannot be half goat and half sheep. They won't mix.
现在记住，你不可能是半只山羊半只绵羊，山羊和绵羊是不会混杂的。
Now there's a lot of people say, yes, you know what, we got an organization in our group, we help the poor, we do this, that's all right. But you're tooting your own horn about it.
That's right.
You don't do that. You do your alms in secret, Jesus said.
有许多人说，是的，你知道吗？我们这个群体有个机构，我们通过这个机构帮助穷人，我们是这样做的。那是不错的，但你在自卖自夸，不要那么做。耶稣说，你要在暗中施舍。
Just automatically something to you, no more than going getting a drink of water. You're thirsty. If the next man's thirsty, you think about him too. Next man's need, you think about him the same as your own need. Don't pay no attention to it. Just live on.
对你来说，应当是自然的，不比去拿一杯水来喝做得更勉强，很自然的。你口渴了，如果你旁边的那人也口渴了，你也想着他，你想着他人的需要就和你想着自己的需要一样，并不需要特别去留意，只是继续过你的日子。
Now you can't be half sheep and half goat.
你不能是半只山羊半只绵羊。
So if you say, well, our church has got an organization, we give to the poor, we do this and do that and do the other, if you have that without that other,the life of Christ, then you're just absolutely doing it in vain.
所以，如果你说，是的，我们教会有个机构，我们施舍给穷人，我们做了这，做了那，还有其他的许多事。如果你做了这些，却没有基督的生命在你里面，你绝对是在白费心机。
Jesus, Paul said, 1 Corinthians 13, though I give all my goods to feed the poor, and have my body burned as a sacrifice, it profit me nothing.
保罗在哥罗多前书第十三章说，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
This is hard, but it's truth.
That's right.
You got to come to that fact.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Recognize what Calvary did for you.
这是很难接受的，但却是真理。你必须认识到这个事实。必须认清，这是哥哥他 为你所成就的。
We look at it and say, "Oh yes, that's fine." That ain't it. If that Son of God had to go to Calvary for crucifixion, every son that comes must go to a Calvary.
如果我们看到了这些，只说声“哦，是的，那真是好”，那是不行的。如果神的儿子必须去哥哥他受十字架的酷刑，那么每一个来到他这里的儿子必须上他们的哥哥他。
He must also have a Calvary. You must have that day of Calvary. I've got to have that day of Calvary. That settles the sin question. Not shake hands with the preacher. Not be shook into the church. Not come in by letter. Not come in by profession. But come in by birth.
他们必须有他们自己的哥哥他。你必须要有哥哥他的那一天。我必须要有哥哥他的那一天，因为那一天解决了罪的问题，不是借着与传道人握手，不是靠握手加入教会，不是靠介绍信进来，不是靠忏悔进来，而是通过那一次的出生重生。
He never gave a letter. He never gave a profession. He gave a birth. That's how we come in. Then from that, automatically we're living Christian life.
耶稣从没有带着一封介绍信，他从没有表白什么，他带给了我们一个出生，那就是我们进来的渠道。于是从那时起，我们就自然而然地开始过起一个基督徒的生活。
Now, another remark. Half goat, half sheep, they don't have such a thing. You're not half goat and half sheep, you're either goat or sheep.
现在让我再说另一点，一半山羊一半绵羊，我们没有这样的东西。你不能是半只山羊半只绵羊，你要么是山羊要么是绵羊。
Now if you're just doing good things and think you can get in by that, then there wouldn't have to be a day of Calvary. The law provided that.
注意，如果你只是在做好事，认为靠德行你能进到天国的话，那么就不会有哥哥他那一天了。旧约的律法提供了这个办法。
But being taken the day of Calvary was to bring that in, that we could not be just church members, but be sons and daughters of God. That's what the day of Calvary was. That's what it meant to you, that you might do and follow and act like Jesus.
但既然要有哥哥他那一天才能带给我们重生的话，那么我们就不能只是教会成员，还要成为神的儿女们，那就是哥哥他的那一天所成就的，那就是他对你的意义，他使你能够跟随耶稣，行事为人像他一样。
Now the river doesn't run up and down at the same time. The river only runs one way, and the Spirit of God just runs one way. It doesn't mix things with it. Runs the same way.
河水不会同时既往上流又往下流，河水只朝着一个方向流。同样的，神的灵只往一个方向行走，圣灵不与任何东西掺杂，他只朝一个方向前进。
Watch Jesus in closing. Jesus said, "The works that I do shall you do also, and greater than this shall you do, for I go to my Father."
我们很快要结束了。现在注意耶稣所说的话，耶稣说，我所做的事信我的人也要做，并且要做比他更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
I'm not saying this so much to the church here, you understand, but these messages are taped, tens of thousands hear them around the world.
你们知道我主要不是对这里的会众讲这个，但这些信息都是录了音的，全世界成千上万的人听这个信息。
I'm going to answer that question for the critic right now. I've often been said, told. They say, well, you believe the Bible. Jesus said, these works that I do, shall you do also, and greater than this shall you do, for I go to my Father.
我现在要回答我的批评者们这个问题。人们通常问我，哎呀，你真的相信圣经吗？耶稣说，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
How How bad can you get, mister? How far away from discernment can you wander with your intellectual theologies? With your mental conception of anything? My gracious and lost friend, can you not understand that the Bible is spiritually interpreted?
先生，你能错得多离谱啊！用你那头脑上的神学来推理，用你的理智眼光来看问题，你会偏离圣灵的辨别多远呢？我的谦和但却失落的朋友们，难道你不明白圣经是用圣灵来解释的吗？
Jesus thanked the Father that he hid it from the educated and shrewd and wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would come to Calvary.
耶稣曾感谢父神，因他将这些事对受过教育的机敏的有智慧的精明人就隐藏起来，而对那些会来到哥哥他的婴孩们就显露出来。
Now watch. Jesus said, watch how he stated it. The works that I do, he's doing them right now. The works that I'm doing now, healing the sick, raising the dead, opening the eyes of the blind, these works shall you do also. You'll do these if you believe in me. You do these works. And then a greater than this shall you do. For I go to my Father.
现在注意耶稣是怎样说这话的。我所做的事，他此刻正在做这些事。我现在正在做的事，就是医治病人，叫死人复活，开瞎子的眼睛，这些事你们也要做。如果你信我，你也要做这些事。你要做这些事，然后你还做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
A little while and the world won't see me no more, yet you'll see me. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. I will not leave you comfortless. I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the world cannot receive, yet you can receive him.
耶稣说，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却要看见我。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，就是圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，但你们能接受他。
Now notice, the greater works was to have the power in the church, not only to heal the sick by prayer, cast out devils by prayer, but to impart eternal life to believers.
现在注意，那更大的事，就是要使教会有圣灵的能力，不仅是通过祷告来医治病人，通过祷告来赶鬼，更是要把永生分给那相信的人。
The Holy Ghost was coming and given into the hands of the church to impart life. That's what Calvary meant.
Yes.
圣灵要来，以便他能通过教会将永恒的生命分给人们。啊，那就是哥哥他的意义。
It touched stoop degraded men and women and lifted them into a place to be sons and daughters of God to heal the sick and to impart eternal life by giving the Holy Ghost to obedient believers. Man who were once unbelievers be made believers and impart spiritual eternal life.
他把那被压弯了腰的、堕落了的男男女女提升到一个地步，使他们成为神的众儿女，去医治病人，给人们永生。通过把圣灵赐予那些顺服的信徒们，使那曾是不信的人成为信徒，给予他们属灵的永恒生命。
How much greater is it to say the sick woman laying here, I can pray a prayer of faith and she'll be healed? That's a great thing. That's what he was doing then. He said, greater than this shall you do. I'm going to give you power. Not only to raise him up for a while, but to give him eternal life. But you'll be eternal forever.
Hallelujah.
你说，哦，这是多么了不起的事啊！这里有一位生病的妇人躺着，我能为他做一个出于信心的祷告， 使他得医治，那是件了不起的事，那是耶稣当时正在做的。但耶稣说，你要做比这更大的事，我要给你们权柄，不仅要使他身体复活，还要给他永恒的生命，那是永恒的。
Poor blind wretched people.
Praise God.
How do you miss that? Don't you see what the greater thing is?
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing could ever happen. Was to impart eternal life to people.
Hallelujah.
那些可怜瞎眼还有悲惨的人呢、啊、你是怎么错过这一点的呢？你难道没看到那更大的事是什么吗？那是所能发生的最伟大的事，就是给人们永恒的生命。
What is eternal life? The life that he lived, the life that was in him. Impart that to others. Can a man do that? A son of God can.
什么是永恒的生命呢？永生就是耶稣所活出的生命，那在他里面的生命要把它传输给别人。一个人能做到这一点吗？但神的一个儿子能做到。
Amen.
Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit to them, they are remitted.
Amen.
Whosoever sins you retain to them, they are retained.
That's right.
耶稣说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Now here's where the Catholic Church and many others made their big mistake. They go out and say, I forgive your sins. That wasn't it.
注意，这里就是天主教和其他许多教派犯大错误的地方。他们出去到处说，我赦免你的罪，但实际上不是这个意思。
How did they get sins forgiven in the Bible? Peter answered that question on the day of Pentecost. They said, what can we do to be saved? How can we get this that you all got?
在圣经里，他们是怎样使罪得赦免的呢？彼得在五旬节的那一天回答了这个问题。人们问他，我们要做什么才能得救呢？我们怎样才能得到你们所拥有的圣灵呢？
He laid down the prescription.
Yes, he did.
He told them what to do. He said, repent every one of you towards God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
For the remission of your sins.
Hallelujah.
There is a greater works.
彼得给了他们一个处方，他告诉了他们该怎么做。他说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，为了什么？叫你们的罪得赦。这就是那更大的事。
How many of you preachers this morning, how many of you listen to my word on magnetic tape, are willing to go to Calvary this morning? Look what God did there for you.
Amen.
And forsake your denominational creeds and preach the gospel.
今天上午有多少传道人在听磁带的听众中，有多少传道人今天上午愿意去哥哥他看看神在那为你成就了什么，愿意放弃你的宗派教条并去传福音的。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's in your lap now. What are you going to do with it?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Why repentance and remission of sins、
Amen.
must be preached in his name、
Hallelujah.
to all the world, beginning at Jerusalem.、
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 现在他在你的手中了，你要拿他怎么办？当然要这么做，要奉他的名传悔改和赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到地极。哈利路亚，荣耀啊，就是这样。
What does Calvary mean to you? What that day do to you? Do stuff you out with some theology? Did it make you a stuffed shirt?
Amen.
Or did it make you a Christian?
You.
Sold out.
Hallelujah.
Sin remitted.
Thank you.
哥哥他对你意味着什么？那一天对你会起什么作用？它使你里面塞满了某种神学理论吗？它使你变成了无知而又自大吗？还是它让你变成了一位基督徒，全心全意的委身于主呢？哈利路亚！罪 得赦免了。
Greater works than this shall you do. You see who the ye's are, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Greater works than this. Remitting sins in the name of Jesus Christ.
你们要做比这更大的事。现在明白了你们要做的是什么吗？对吗？比这更大的事就是奉主耶稣基督的名赦罪。
But through creeds and denominations and so forth, it's bound you down to a place you're still serving the world. Tell me any man, tell me any woman can come to Calvary and try to be a big somebody because somebody said something.
但通过教条、宗派等等做的，会把你们捆绑到一个地步，使你们仍然与这个世界眉来眼去。告诉我，有哪一个男人或女人来到了哥哥他后，还能够因为某个人说了些什么，想成为什么大人物的呢？
Tell me where you can look in the face of Calvary in its right light, that day in Calvary. How can you have your day on Calvary come out of stuffed shirt? How can you come out a puppet for some organization to preach some man-made doctrines?
告诉我，你怎能面对哥哥他，按照他的本来的真面目，面对哥哥他的那一天而不会变得谦卑呢？你怎能有你自己的哥哥他的那一天而又变成无知自大呢？你怎能经历了哥哥他的那一天却成为某个宗派组织的傀儡，或去传一些人为的教条呢？
Why don't we humble you to the word of God?
Thank you, Lord.
If you ever go there, you'll come out humble.
为什么他没有使你谦卑下来到神的话语里来呢？如果你真的到了那里，你就会变得谦卑。
How can you want to be some big something in your organization with a feather in your hat when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, humbled himself to a hacked up body, to a spitted face, until shame and disgrace, and he stripped his clothes off and crucified him before the world, despising the shame? How can you go to Calvary and come away anything different than what he was? A disgrace, a shame.
你怎能想要在你的组织里成为什么大人物，得到人们的吹捧？而当耶稣基督神的儿子自己谦卑到一个地步，以致遍体鳞伤，被人唾弄忍受着羞辱和耻辱，人们把他的衣服剥光，在世人面前把他钉在十字架上，而他却轻看那羞辱，你怎能到了哥哥他却变成与他不一样呢？他在哥哥他所有的就是羞耻和耻辱。
Oh, you say they'll kick me out. Let them kick. Have your day at Calvary. God will have his way with you.
Amen.
Let me quote that again. Have your day at Calvary. God will have his way with you.
Amen.
Let us pray.
啊，你说，那么他们会把我踢出教会的，让他们把你踢出去好了。你经历你自己在哥哥他的那一天，神就可以在你身上做工。让我再说一遍，你经历自己在哥哥他的那一天，神就可以在你的身上做工。让我们祷告。
Lord, oh God,
thank you, Lord.
Take us all up to Calvary just now.
Hallelujah.
Let us get away from self, Lord. The fear of man.The fear of what somebody else is going to say.
主，神呐，现在就把我们带到哥哥他去吧。主啊，让我们从自我，从对人的惧怕中离开。
While the whole world laughed at him, made fun of him. But he was obedient to death. He was obedient to disgrace. He was obedient. Even under the federal government.
看。整个世界都笑话他，取笑他，但他却顺服以至于死。他顺服于羞辱之下，他甚至于顺服于这个世界的政权。
And we realize that when Satan smote this earth, he became the ruler and authority in this earth. He witnessed the same before our Lord and said, "These kingdoms are mine. I'll do with them what I will."
我们知道。当撒旦袭击这个地球时，他就成了这个地球的统治者和主宰。他在我们的主耶稣面前也是这么说的， 这些国都是我的，我可以对他们为所欲为。
And we realize that from that day to this world under the curse has been ruled by the one that cursed it. But God, oh God, we serve a kingdom that's uncursed.
我们意识到，从那一天起直到今天，这个世界在这个诅咒下一直都被引起这诅咒的他所管辖。可是神呐，我们所侍奉的是一个未经诅咒的国度。
Father God, how marvelous it is that you've done some great things in the picture world today. Letting these great pictures like Ten Commandments and so forth come out. To let men and women see that wouldn't even darken a church door. But let them see what it is.
父神呐、啊。你在今天的电影界所做的那些伟大的事情是多么美妙啊！你让一些很好的电影像十诫等拍出来，让那些从不跨进教会门槛的男男女女们来看，让他们通过十诫这部电影来明白这到底是怎么回事。
God's way is a rejected way by the world because we're going to Russia under communismWe are in this world, but we're not of this world.
Amen.
神的道路是一条被这个世界所弃绝的道路，因为我们好像要像俄罗斯一样进入共产主义统治之下。我们在这个世界中，但我们不属于这个世界。
We have went to Calvary. We've crucified ourselves in the kingdom of God to be one of His. No matter what the world says, we take the way.With the Lord's despised few.
我们去了哥哥他，我们也把自己钉上了十字架，和神的国度一起，要成为属他的一员。不管这个世界说什么，我们与像主一样，被鄙视的一小群人在一起。
We go on to the resurrection, and we believe that soon at hand, Lord, that when we will be resurrected into a kingdom.That will take over this world, as Daniel foresaw it, and he broke all the world up into little shack, and the wind blew it off of the summer threshing floor.
我们往前走，直到复活，主啊，我们相信那很快就会来了，那是我们会复活，进入一个国度，那国度将接管这个世界，就像先知但以理所预见的。他将把这世上其他的国砸得粉碎，成为糠皮，从夏天的禾场上被风吹散。
But the mountain, the stone, grew into a great mountain that covered the earth. That stone shall come. Oh God, we want to be a part of it.
Amen.
Let us deny ourselves, take up our cross daily. Live for Christ, live for others. Grant it, Lord.
但是那砸碎列国的石头却变成一座大山充满天下，那石头要来了、哦、神呐、啊，我们要成为他的一部分，让我们舍己，天天背上自己的十字架，为基督而活，为别人而活。主啊，求你成就。
There be some here this morning that doesn't know him as Savior and would like to be remembered in the closing prayer and would like for this to be your day at CalvaryWould you raise your hands and say, pray for me, Brother Brennan? I want to know him as my Savior.
如果今天早上这里还有人不认识他是救主，愿意在结束的祷告中被纪念的话，并愿意让今天成为你在哥哥他的那一天，请你举起手来说，伯纳汉弟兄为我祷告，我想要认他为我的救主。
God bless you, young fellow. Someone else, God bless you, my brother, back there.Would there be someone else say, I want to know him. I want this to be a day at Calvary for me.
神祝福你，年轻人。还有其他人吗？哦，神祝福你，在后面那位，我的弟兄。还有其他人要说，我想认识他，我想要今天成为我在哥哥他的那一天。
I'm sick and tired. What's the use of me trifling around here with the very thing that I was born to do? I was born to be a son of God, and here I am holding on to the things of the world. God, let me be crucified today.
我也身心疲惫，我生下来就是为了成为神的儿女，然而我却在这世上过着无聊的日子，这又有什么益处呢？我生来就是要做一名神的儿子，而我却在这里抓着这世界的东西不放。神呐、啊，让我今天就被钉十字架吧。
Let me crucify today myself and my ideas that I might live with Christ and live for others. No matter what they do to me, if they make fun of me and persecute me and say all evil against me, then let me just humbly walk along meek like a lamb like he did.
Amen.
Someday you promise to raise me up again at the last day. I'm looking for that day.
让我今天把自己和自己的思想钉上十字架，使我能和耶稣一起活着，为别人而活。无论他们怎样对我，如果他们取笑我、迫害我、说尽我的一切坏话、做任何其他的事，让我只是谦卑地和你同行，温顺地像一只羔羊，就像耶稣一样。有一天他应许过，他要在末日使我复活，我正期待着那一天的来临。
Would there be some more hands go up? God bless you back there. And you? All right. Some more. Just God bless you. God bless you. Some more. That before we pray.
还有更多的手要举起来吗？神祝福你，在后面的那位。哦，还有你。好的。还有一些。神祝福你，神祝福你。在我们祷告以前还有吗？
Our Heavenly Father, it was said when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, as many as believe was added into the church. They truly believe with all their hearts.
我们的天父，圣经上说，当彼得在五旬节时代传道的时候，主将得救的人天天加给他们。这些刚刚举起手来的人，他们是全心全意相信的。
These people that just raised their hand, I believe that they have believed with all their hearts. And if they have, there's a pool of water waiting here. They want those sins forgiven. There's somebody here that can baptize them in that name and the only name that there is under heaven given among man that we must be saved.
这些举起手来的人，我相信他们已经全心的相信了。既然是这样，这有一池水正等着他们，他们想要那些罪得到赦免。这里有人可以奉那名字为他们施洗，那名字是在天下人间赐下的可以靠着得救的唯一的名字。
For as I quoted the scripture a few moments ago, that repentance and remission of sins must be preached in his name to all the world, beginning at Jerusalem.
因为正如几分钟前我所引用的经文说，人们必须奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到地极。
And at Jerusalem, when repentance and remission of sin was preached, the apostle told them of the scriptures and said they must repent first and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That was the preacher's business to do.
当悔改和赦罪的道在耶路撒冷被传讲时，彼得对人们讲解圣经，并说他们必须首先悔改，然后要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。去这么做是传道人的职责。
For them to repent and him to baptize them for the remission of their sins. Whosoever sins you remit to them, they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain to them, they are retained.
对于那些要得赦免的，他们要悔改；对于传道人，他要为他们施洗，使他们的罪得赦免。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Father, how did the world ever get off on a tantrum like that? Why not believe the simple gospel?
父，这个世界怎么会搞得像他们那样出轨呢？为什么不相信那简单的福音呢？
And they even bring in for that to substitute false names, false baptisms, false Holy Spirit baptisms, shaking hands with ministers.Using the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is never in the Scriptures.
他们甚至引进了教条和传统来取代神的道，使用称谓来取代耶稣的名，假洗礼，假圣灵的洗，与牧师握手， 使用父子圣灵的称呼来洗礼，是圣经里根本没有提到过的。
A document made by a Roman man, not a Christian teaching nowhere in the Bible. Remission of sins cannot be remitted through titles, but through the name of Jesus Christ.
用称谓来代替主耶稣基督的名，是基于一份文件，叫做《使徒信经》，是在主后325年尼西亚大会之后，由罗马天主教的主教们创立出来的，而不是圣经中基督的教导，因为圣经中从来没有这么提过。
Now, Father, we know it's very unpopular. Your ways has always been that way. But let men and women this morning come to that day at Calvary.
现在，父啊，我们知道这信息是非常不受欢迎的，但你的道一向如此，让男男女女们今天上午都面对那一天，哥哥他的那一天。
For Jesus despising that day, that shame to be stripped off, to be hacked to pieces, to be spit on and made fun of by the whole world, by the church, by the people who should have loved him. And yet in all that, he opened not his mouth and went and died for those people that were making fun of him.
在哥哥他的那一天，耶稣轻看那耻辱，被剥光衣服，被打得遍体鳞伤，被人吐唾沫，被整个世界教会和那些本应该爱他的人取笑，但在这一切过程中，他仍然没有开口，仍然去为那些正在取笑他的人受死。
God take us to Calvary this morning. And if they say we're crazy, they say we got the scriptures wrong, whatever they want to say, God, they cannot stand in the presence of God and say it's wrong.
今天上午把我们带到哥哥他去吧。如果他们说我们疯了，说我们把经文弄错了，不管他们想说什么，神呐，他们不能站在神的面前说这一切是错的。
They cannot cover their sins by the Bible. The Bible uncovers their sins. Their unbelief to be popular, to do like the rest of the crowd.
他们不能靠圣经来遮盖他们的罪，圣经揭露了他们的罪，他们的不信，为了受人的欢迎，就与其他世人一样行。
Let them come to Calvary this morning and begin at Jerusalem. That repentance and remission of sins must be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
让他们今天上午就来到哥哥他，从耶路撒冷开始，要奉他的名向万国传悔改和赦罪的道。先从耶路撒冷起，直到地极。
Let them take that same crucified step to be hacked and spit upon and made fun of and called everything that can be called in the line of religious renegades, tear up of churches, all they want to call. May we, Lord, this morning take our way with the Lord's despised few.
让他们走那同样被钉十字架的路，被逼迫，被吐唾沫，被取笑，被称作宗教的叛徒，教会的拆毁者等等一切可以叫的外号，叫他们所有想叫的外号。主啊，愿我们今天上午与你的那被鄙视的一小群走在一起。
May we walk like the apostles did, neither turning right or left, and from the goodness of our hearts serve God.
Amen.
Grant it, Father.
愿我们像使徒们一样行走，不偏左也不偏右，出自我们纯洁的内心来侍奉神。父啊，求你成就。
Now heal the sick and the afflicted is coming into the prayer line. May these who raise their hands in their hearts repent right now. May these who have stood back so long quickly move to the water and have their sins remitted upon the name of the sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
现在求你医治这些来到祷告行列中的病患者。愿那些举起手来的人，在他们心里现在就悔改；愿那些等待观望已久的人，快快地进入水中，并靠着那祭物，耶稣基督神儿子的名，来使他们的罪得以赦免。阿门。